Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say on this issue, the very issue of double standards, what this is even all about. Please, man, don't send me messages. I love you. No, come on. Send messages that would talk about the topic. I'm keen to hear from you. All right. Let me bring this to you, Apostle. I'm looking at Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 3. You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. Double standards is always going to starve the flock. Whether we like it or not, we are starving the flock when we go that route, Apostle.
Hey, yeah, that's just such a sad state of affairs. Because when you starve the flock, it's a typical example where a leader who has a double standard only two different behavioral patterns. Yeah. One for the church, one for when he's not in the church. Remember, in the church, they just, you know, go to but Rago Kreken, the Caucasus, they milk people for their own benefit, they milk people so that they can look better and feel better. And I've noticed the word, and like most of these leaders that milk their people and each of them, they are big on teaching about giving tithes, giving offerings, you know, they're big on giving. Give, it shall be given. If you want to be blessed, give. But we're not a gift to nobody. You know, that's also a serious double standard. Hence, Maruti, as the word of God correctly put it, they serve the flock of Jesus Christ. Definitely, there is no way you can play double standard and still feed the flock. So somehow, someone has to. I'm talking about the body of Christ, the body that we are expected to take care of, the body of Christ that we are supposed to build and prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, we're doing just the opposite. We are messing it around, and we think it is normal. And let your light so shine, you know, so that even people in the world may see.
Yes.
But unfortunately, as leaders, our light is not shining. You know, it's the corruption that is shining. You know, it's the injustice that is shining, not the light of Jesus Christ. So, and as a result, as leaders with a double standard, you know, you see Hantokore, these are leaders who look more like the world. You know, and they've already taken the pattern of the world. And Habakatari, they will let your yes be yes and your no be no. So, but leaders with double standard, their no is something else, and also their yes is something. You always have to like battle and figure out or marangana. And about clear, because they always have a different set of rules for themselves and for other people. And these people, they also change the rules. At any time, as long as it suits them, then they will change the rules of the game. They will change the rules of engagement. As long as it's for their benefit, and as long as Bona, they will continue to rise up higher, and everybody else is down there. And as long as also, and unfortunately, I've noticed as well that those who play double standard, regardless of the fact that whether they're in the church or whether they're in the secular world, because remember, when they're in the church, at least they try to pretend. And then they become also different people. In a government department. After that, you find the same person is involved in corruption. They're involved in money laundering. And like, man, is this the same person who was a worship leader? Is this the same person who's an intercessor? Kai kai. Is this the same person earning an apostle? Kai kai kai. Oh, makatang. But like, it's the same, Morit. Unfortunately, the moment who are the double standard, always to benefit the few, to benefit the minority.
It is quite
at
sad.
At the expense of the majority.
Sure. It is quite sad we see the culmination of such, especially where you expect to see much justice, it's then that you see double standards. And it starts with leaderships. And imagine the corruption that will be there. And I know one would say, let's talk, profits and all that. But if they are done in the light of covetousness, unethical behavior, corruption, these are actually sinful. We really need to be careful with regards to that. We started from the start. We get to the fundamentals of it. Now, when you look into Zechariah chapter 11, verse 15, Tato, it says, "And Elohim said to me, 'Next, take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd.'" And verse 17 says, "Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded." It means such will not even have the leadership of the Most High. It will be like the blind leading the blind because of double standards. Tato?
What Apostle Pumla was saying in Kopota, I think last year, a pastor called me to assist in Gavene. I never told that sound to travel to another crusade that they were having.
Yes.
And I got there, I think around 3 o'clock, and as soon as I got there, I could see that the worshippers were very tired. And I greeted them, and I told them that I'm here to assist him, Gavene, and I was making note of his interactions because certain things that he was saying grabbed my attention, and now I was really now taking note of how he was treating the worship team. I believe these are people that sang the whole weekend, and probably had like 2 services each day or 3 services because it's another crusade deal. And he said, "Oh yes," I asked him why, and I asked how he sound. I wasn't being disrespectful. Everyone was complaining of being tired. Mm. He was just on his phone, and you could see like he was just finding very, 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 very frivolous things that he was minding. And then I asked him, how could he sound? And he said, "The whole apostle."
Heaven. And it's him who's using it. And who told the whole apostle Akuka sound?
Yes, he said that. He was like, "Yo, the whole apostle Akuka sound," And I was touched because right there and then, I could just really imagine what happened in this guy's ministry. Utita about leading, Utita about doing things this way, Kutusana, teamwork. This is a person that speaks about teamwork all the time. Yet this is a perfect moment to depict being a team leader, and rather he's using his title to ditch duties everyone is doing. Because everyone was tired. He was just the only one who was just walking around as I did next. And I challenged him to ask why we're not also happy what others are doing. And he said, no, I'm an apostle. So I want to emphasize the issue that we need a firm foundation as leaders. Mm. A firm foundation can only be the word of God. And the firm foundation can only be the word of God when we practice it, not just speak about it. We speak about a lot of things as leaders. We agree to a lot of things, but if I speak of holiness, what is holiness? If I speak of business ethics, I do not accept brown envelopes. If I speak of this, I do not do this. And hence, Apostle Pumlalene mentioned, even it goes as far as somebody being somebody else. And that confuses people. That confuses people so much. I've seen it myself, and I was so confused. I was wondering, okay, this person I was with, and the pastor, and your holy
fire pastor, and now I'm with this person outside church walls, and it really looks like a different person, and he acts like a different person altogether. People get so confused, and people do not even want to go to God anymore.
I hear you. It is quite sad that we see these kinds of things really happening. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Double standards of leaders these days, what they are all about.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Shadrach Kumalo.
Sabona putre.
Yeah, Baba.
Nabafundise nabantu bonke abamamele.
Amen.
UNkulunkulu uma sisindiswa baba lithi iBhayibheli masifundise ukugcina konke bese sicala ngokubhabhadiswa ngamanzi bese siyafundisa ukugcina konke. Hayi into esilelwe kuze kube khona umonakalo ongaka. Into esilelwe kakhulu emabandleni amaningi. Abazalwane abasabhabhadiswa umoya ongcwele. Abazalwane babhabhadiswa ngamanzi baphuma njenge-popcorn. Yabona i-popcorn liphuma estofini liphumeliwele phansi lingakavuthwa sesewumbila.
Yeah.
Baphuma emva kombhabhadiso wamanzi bayovula ama-ministry bangakaphekwa umoya oyingcwele, bangakamukeli umoya oyingcwele, bangakayi eGiligali bayosokwa. Yingakho kugqila umonakalo nje. And emabandleni amaningi ivangeli lo indaba yokushumayelwa noma iyifundiso zombhabhadiso ngamoya oyingcwele out of fashion. Seyingakho kunje sengisho ukuthi nje yathi ngilande nje lapho kwamanje ukuthi mashiyeleni bazange ukuthi abazalwane bamukeliswa amandla kamoya oyingcwele, bahlale eJerusalema till bamukeliswa amandla. Uma samukeliswe la mandla, yiwo asifundisa ukufunda iBhayibheli, yiwo asinikeza iy'nkonzo. Awufake ukuba mfundisi. Uma umoya engcwele egcoba ukuthi ube umfundisi, uba wuye ngokogcobo, hhayi ngokwekheri ukuthi wena ufuna imali. Ya, lapho kulapho kusala khona okuhlukana khona abantu befake nabazalwane beqiniso. UNkulunkulu asisize, asibhabhadisweni umoya engcwele, aqhubeke ivangeli lombhabhadiso kamoya engcwele. Namkhanje sigcwele ngamafake, abantu abangabhabhadiswa ngumoya engcwele abamazi uNkulunkulu practical, bamazi ngokwetheory.
I hear you, Shadrach. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Double standards of leaders these days. Double standards of these days. We see quite a lot. And, of course, also, you know, I've been looking at that verse. Zechariah 11:17 says, "Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye." Against his arm and against his right eye, which means he won't work, there won't be any posterity towards the ministry that he has, and he will continuously be blind, the right eye. He will be totally blind. He will live and move in darkness. Mashadi. Okay, I seem to be losing her again, Mashadi. Let me try again, Mashadi.
Double-mindedness is problematic because it puts you in a position where you cannot make decisions. You're not prudent, you are not decisive, you are not, you know, you can be easily deceived.
Yeah.
Easily deceived in the sense that you'd want to see yourself as the most important person, regardless of where you'd find yourself. And hence, pastors' egos have to be massaged from time to time. They called the angel of the house. And then the people love to have it, so we stand up and we clap. And here comes the founder of the church. We stand up and we clap. Who is the celebrity when it comes to the church space, the church zone? Because only the Most High should be the celebrity, should be the one that is celebrated. But we celebrate man. That is double-mindedness.
Yeah.
And then you have, I said last week, if you want to put this to test, tell your pastor, for example, that you are no longer employed or your business is not doing well, that you don't, you have financial problems.
Yeah.
Just share that with him and behave for the next 3-6 months and see as to whether, pretend rather, for the next 3 or 6 months and see the kind of behavior that's going to be displayed by your own pastor, including the very brothers and sisters who happen to be elders, who claimed to be your fellow servants. The behavior changes completely. Double-mindedness. The book of James says, James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God, to the Most High, to the Elohim, and he will draw near to you.
Yes.
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, does it mean the hands as we have them, because they're dirty from whatever, touching whatever that is filthy? Absolutely not. How do I know? Psalm 23. Who can ascend unto the hill of the Most High? It is he whose hands are clean, whose heart does not contemplate deceit, whose hands are clean. Clean from what? Which mountain are they supposed to climb over? Because Christ says, a time will come, and now is, that you don't need to go to Mount Zion to pray anymore, or to Jerusalem to pray anymore, but you can pray from wherever you are. Now, what do we do today? We climb mountains, we get onto the plane, we want to go to Jerusalem to go pray. And we do things of the flesh when the things of the Most High are spiritual, comparing spiritual things to the spiritual. Now we are stuck. Double-mindedness, thinking that when we do things according to the flesh, that pleases the Most High. It does not please the Most High. He says, whose heart is pure? How do we know that your heart is pure? Only he knows that your heart is pure or not. And he says, purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, Paul says, he speaks about the circumcision of the heart. Jeremiah speaks about the circumcision of the ears. So we should hear differently from any other. Then Isaiah speaks, you know, prophesies and says, the Lord God has, the Most High has given me the tongue of the learned, so that I can speak a word in season to those that are weary. And then the Most High has given me the ears of the learned, so I could hear like the learned. Now, it's only circumcised ears that would hear like the learned. Now, I trust that on this platform, on this radio pulpit where people are streamlining and they are listening, that they have circumcised ears which would not want to be entertained by sermons that are motivational. Because, Pastor, it is double-mindedness to even consider a sermon that comes from Google. You've Googled a sermon, you bring it to us, and you say, God said, when God did not say that to you, to tell us that kind of message that you got from Google. ChatGPT, I spoke about it last week. You know, pastors don't waste time anymore. All they have to do is go ChatGPT, and it will give you a sermon as it is, including relevant verses, including the greetings that go with it. Because we have our own way of, we have created our own doctrine. So it's even easy for artificial intelligence to manipulate that, to even predict what to even prepare a submission or a sermon to present to a congregation. The difference is, AI, artificial intelligence, does not have a soul. Even if people could be cloned, they don't have a soul. They don't have the spirit of God in them. They don't have the spirit of the Most High unto them. I mean, in them. When deep calls unto deep, it cannot, you know, deep cannot call unto the deep that is in AI. It's just machinery. It's just a computer. It does not feel. It does not see. It does not, absolutely nothing. It's just technology. Now, the psalmists like Aleph, the psalmists like Mem, like P-E, or Pe, or Kaf, Zayin, Nun, the list goes on. We will talk about that later as to what that meant, etc., etc. But for now, Nun, according to Nun, a psalmist, from Psalm 119, from verse 113 to 115. Those are verses. It's not a mistake.
Yes.
Samek, not Nun, I beg your pardon. Samek, the psalmist, says, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Upon me, according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Depart from me, you evildoers. Who are evildoers? It is double-mindedness. Muruti, if I'm going to be sarcastic from the pulpit, the gospel of sarcasm from the pulpit is out of fashion at all. It is out of fashion. For you, if you want to settle a score, pastor, apostle, bishop, you don't settle a score from the pulpit. You go to your brother, you settle a matter with your brother according to the word, and then you can go to the altar and Make your offering to the Most High. What does that mean? You can go then into a place of prayer and make your submissions, your supplications unto the Most High. It is double standards, Muruti. For pastor's birthday to be celebrated, I don't celebrate birthdays until you get to know and do the research that I've done.
Absolutely.
That celebrating birthdays could be considered as paganism. It's not the time yet, but we'll get to that. Now, here's the thing. When pastor celebrates his birthday and we celebrate his wife's birthday and we celebrate his wedding anniversary and and all that, who celebrates the congregant's birthdays?
Yeah.
We call all of them to one place and then we sing to them and they must leave. But then when it comes to pastor, we must give from the bottom of our pockets, right from deep in our pockets, so that we can bless pastor. And who blesses others? And I will repeat this. It is wrong. There's something seriously wrong to leave an offering with pastor, the last cent that I had, and I leave the pulpit without a bribe pack. That's where we ended last week.
Mm.
But I'm not going there. I'm still on double standards. It is a double standard to claim that you are anti-gender-based violence, and you are the one practicing it. You are the one that beats up your wife, and then you take the pulpit and you preach. It is a double standard to claim that you are anti-racism, that you don't have the so-called white supremacy, and yet you are the one that practices racism in the church. You allocate pastors, you determine and decide as to who, which pastor is going to which church, you practice favoritism, double standards, double-mindedness. And then you decide whom to appoint on your board of directors or as elders. And you consider class as key to that. That is double-mindedness. Now, here's the thing. You can fool everyone else, but you cannot fool the Most High. Mm. And I love this verse that says, what good does it serve a man to please the whole world and lose his soul?
Yeah.
You please people by genderizing the church space. When it suits you, women can preach. When it suits you, women can take the lead. When it suits you, you can take the money from women, because most women are rich these days. You can take their money, but they are not worth serving in your church. That is double-mindedness. That is double standards right there. When organizations are genderized, with policies that are genderized, rules and regulations that are not written somewhere, but you find that the application thereof marginalizes certain groups, that is double standards. You appoint women and men in the same positions. Oh, the double standards are so bad in such a way that even government had to come up with mechanisms of bodies of law so that they can manage the workplace. How do I know? It is written. It's not me. It's a text in the law. Equal work for equal pay for work of equal value. In the past, we used to say equal pay for equal work. Today, the terminology has changed. It's now equal pay for work of equal value. Whether you are a man or a woman, when you do the same work of the same value, you ought to be paid the same kind of salary. But you find that it does not happen. It may happen amongst blacks, but when it comes to white people, you'd find that white people earn more than black people. Men earn more than women. And black women suffer even more. They don't only suffer as black women. They also suffer based on the basis of race. The intersection of race, gender, and class is a direct practice of double standards. And we do not expect that from our leaders. We expect them to be men and women of integrity. We expect them to be servants, to serve, and to reflect every attribute that was in the Son of Man. Because we take direction from the leader. Remember, as we always say, the proverbial, the fish rots from the head. So when there's a mess in a church, when there's a mess in a particular denomination, when there's a mess in a particular parish, when there's a mess in a particular ministry, we look at the head because the fish rots from the head. Can we repent? As the Most High calls us to repentance. Since the days of God, of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Can we take this kingdom by force? Can we implement this kingdom by force? Whether they like it or not, can we demonstrate that this kingdom of the Most High is nigh, is here? The kingdom of heaven is here, and the kingdom of God is in us. How do I know? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then Christ says, when they come to you, do not, where is this kingdom of God? When they say it's there or it's over there, no, don't listen to that. I tell you, lo and behold, the kingdom of God is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen to that. Amen to that. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Double standards is what we are talking about. And leaders with double standards today, we see quite a lot of this. Look, Mana Lady, I wish I could read the name of the pastor that you are implicating there. But you said, good evening, Pastor. I was shocked when I saw Pastor TB Joshua documentary. And then you say this pastor was so evil, to put it lightly, and yet he was financially blessed. How do we explain this? Yeah, guess. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. The very aspect of being self-seeking. I mean, all the verses we read should explain what is actually going on, Mana Lady. When you look into John chapter 10, verse 12, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Double standard leaders are not reliable, Pastor Makamu. When the sheep is experiencing storms, they are gone. They don't share even in the problems of their own people. The very same thing Mashadi is saying, hey, should you run out of money, see what happens to you. Mashadi says 6 months, man. Oh, 2 months.
Oh,
2 months. You will be relieved even of your responsibilities. For this, Makam, what comes to mind?
What's 6 months, Mashadi? Katumuntu kuba aya ku leadership kumela khiphe imali akuthekwa ukuthi lo muntu lo inkambo yakhe injani uphila kanjani imali is a quality or what? Into ngibuza yona. You understand? Madabu standard mfundisi ungene nje emasontweni wethu uzothola kuna lezi tulo ezihlukile na nezinye. Ezu 2. Zu 2 nje.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me and madam.
And zina tafula la ma drinks.
Zina tafula la ma drink la namanzi lawa ahlahlazayo nyana la. Kwenesene kuloko kuze ntombozani igoka makwaye kwaye la.
Iloko ifila.
Ifika igu. Eh, ifika iguqa nithelela amanzi la.
Yeah, madod.
Yedesene. Isikhethe nyana sakhona sine plate nyana nje sikhuphuke kungathi cishe sifika le. You understand?
And a sleep sibheke ka wena.
Is it true kahle kahle?
Oh okay. Kuthi
akusase u see true.
Yeah. You see
u see nje.
Yeah, u see nje. Okay.
U see nje.
Hey madod.
You understand?
Yeah.
Injalo nje, ifike iguqe kancane. Ithela amanzi iphume ijika ihambe yele. Dalu sana nomfundisi apply even nakukhwaya. Uma umuntu over 40 KG wentombazana akumelanga yakho khwaya unone kakhulu azosimoshela into le la. Itimid.
Double standard.
Mawufuneke nje abo 28 isidudla sakhona makube at least u 36 maximum.
Hey madod.
Uma sathi 38 kuya le hayi imbihlimbihli izosimoshela i-team le.
Yo.
Double standard. Ngange Irene one day ku one of the church bangimvayithile somewhere abelungu nje lapho.
Yeah.
Ngifika ngihlala ngibuka ngithola ukuthi ama leaders bahlele kwezitulo ezifanayo nami. Ngangihlele le kude le. But when it comes to our churches lapha thina kumabandla wethu. Zonke izitulo lezi la ama plastic zonke lezi la. Then ukubana lezi seplanga sepwenyana kuba ukubekonyana ne ngubunyana zigqokisa amakhetini nyana izitulunyana zakhona kudale kupfakwe meti lapha phambi kwenu just for no ithula then ke recent akumelanga nifane nabanye that is a spirit se religion mfundisi spirit se religion ireligion mfundisi yizele yize nabelungu kuzohlukanisa abantu but umoya kaNkuluNkulu the word of God ayinaso spirit se religion imoya kaNkuluNkulu the word of God uthi sonke siyafana sifana kanjani wena ohlele kwesitulo simhlophe mina ngihlele kwesitulo simnyama sifana kanjani wena ubekelwa amanzi mina anginawo amanzi
yeah man
sifana kanjani sifana kanjani kati wena uma uphuma la ungena emotweni ugijima uyendlini you know one of the pastors lapho wayetshintsha amasuti phakathi esontweni you understand sifana kanjani kati mina nzeni sicathule isitshekile kati wena unaso sifana kanjani asifani double standard uNkulunkulu mfundisa kusuNkulunkulu weDouble Standard.
Yeah.
Abapostoli babethengisa izinsimo zabo. Bayonikela ngomnikele ebandleni bathi na angifuni ukubona uMagama hlupheka.
Eish.
Angifuni ukubona uRay ahamba isicathulo sibheke eqaleni umbhonzi uphumile. Hayi. Kumele nami ngikengeze something. But now amaDouble Standard lawe sinawo manje. Asuka buthe saka asuke la emkhukhwini la sikhona la ayohlala esantini wena saro hlupheka le ema double standard mfundisi uma umuyi invite uyakubuza uqala thina how many people do you have
yeah
at your church uthi I know about 20 athina first I will consult the Lord I'll consult the Lord next ubona ukuthi 20 umnikelo uzophuma maybe less than 1000 rand
yeah
you understand I'll consult the Lord next but monga mtshela ukuthi it's over 100 I got to consult the Lord. You understand? Because the Lord is a feeling of 100.
So, very good.
You feel the Lord.
Mm.
So, you understand? Double standard. Double standard umfundisi apply even na kuyo wonke even na kuma fraternal uma ngaba kumele ku umuntu aba hi leader ye fraternal uma asuswa votelwe out akasafuna kubuya agidzima uvule fraternal rain hold fraternal restaurant uma kamna wa votelo wasuka agidzima uvule makamu maputo fraternal recruit abantu bakhe le maputo fraternal yele urele ubuza ubize breath ray fraternal ngoba akafuna ku leader mina ngifuna ku leader mina angeke ni leader umntwana mina angeke ni leader amazulu mina angeke ni leader ama double standard wonke lawo kathi umpostle of Paul umathina no male no female kuna abantwana bakankulu nkulu kathi abeka sokuthini.
Yeah, I hear
it. Man, I'm born a month from Sang and Pam, Pagatis in 2002.
Why?
I'm saying, Pam, Eshumaela, I'm a leader, Ashumaela, a fan and a band of my side of Kumba, but big a move. The Pacamindo, them Kavang and Pamati,
eh?
Nothing Karaka would do in. Nothing Karaka would come with her pants up. That's a Kumi Kof, Yungasan Karaka would do in. Che, kambo shala pansi pa.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm a double standard now.
Absolutely.
I'm a double standard.
Yeah.
Omunye wafika le wathi nguZulu mina. Ongasenzala kabi ngakukhiphela ngakubonisa mina. I'm a double standard akukho buZulu. Kwabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kuna umntwana kaNkuluNkulu uwamkelo uJesu. Akuna mzulu, akuna mshangana, akuna mpedi. Omunye uyashumayela. Kukhala omunye gogo la aqeda athi mntanami hey usumayelile mani usumayele kanje hey Nkosi yami konje ubani sibongo uthi ngomakama umhlobo athi ngumshangante phu kathi ngikhala nje ngikhalisa ishangane ha
ya no I hear you Muruti. Yeah I hear you time is really gone. Apostle Pumla, let me bring this to you now. I am looking at Ezekiel. You know, double standards makes us to overlook the responsibilities that the Father has given us to feed the flock. Ezekiel 34 verses 2 says, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Yasharal. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Elohim Yahuwah to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Yasharal who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" Right? And then, basically, also that the responsibility should be, Zechariah 11, verses 7, "So I fed the flock for slaughter, in particular the poor of the flock. I took for myself two staffs, the one I called beauty and the other one I called bonds, and I fed the flocks." Corruption more and more and more. What say you, Pumla?
You see, that's a very critical part that you've just mentioned from the Word of God. As you're reading, what comes to my spirit is the fact that every time the Israel rabbi shifts, you know, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, "No, Lord, that I love you." And Umaharaba having, "I then feed my flock."
Yes.
And then I just say to you, the moment the love for the flock and also the love of the Lord, ailing and as shepherd to the flock.
Yeah.
That's a lady sister. That's easy for us to really double standard. Because remember, you cannot play double standard if you haven't learned the art, yeah, deception.
Yeah.
Collection. And for you to learn the art of manipulation and deception, there is no way you can do that with a shifter from the love of God. And with a shifter from the love of the people of God. Now, when the love shifts, then who by easy to shun away from our responsibilities as leaders. Number two, it becomes very easy, and you don't even realize it. You know, I mean, You know, as we work out, everybody is contributing, engaging in this thing. It's so disheartening. And you begin to understand why Morena Joshua, our judgment will start in my house.
Mm.
But also the issue that I've just mentioned, Mona Nomuriti, where once our love shifts from God and from his people, then we become master manipulators, we become master deceivers.
Mm.
And that is, along with this thing, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 23 as well, the Lord says he hates double standards.
Yes.
Double standards is the greatest form of hypocrisy. Because this is where, I mean, you see serious double standards in churches where now women are being recognized for it. They are now given preservatives being cut on from January to July. The only time in some churches where women begin to have a voice is in August, because obviously the government, they acknowledge that day as Kisatila Basadi. And then as a result, as Barisi try to rope in Basadi, only around August, because the busiest month in most churches for Basadi.
Yeah.
And that's why you see the double standard. And we are only accepted here with certain things, but in other instances, we are not accepted. But as I'm saying, Muruti, we can only play double standard and become manipulators and become deceivers once our love for God and our love for the people of God has shifted.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle Phumla. What a way to get into the conclusion, to close up there. And, of course, send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Bab Kumalo.
Hey, I'm a double standard in front of this one. Ngenza umzekelo la ukuthi abantu abakhishwa phakathi emgodini.
Yes.
Bakhishwe ngaphandle komgodi. Omkhulu bayakhala balambile lapha phansi. Uma sebakhishiwe bakhipha babayi 3. Ukuqala baya kuye bathi wena ufuna ukuthi sikwenzeleni. Uthi lokuqala haye mina nginandaba nabantu, anginandaba nokusulungi lwamahose, anginandaba nokusulungi ibhekane nabantu. Ngicela mina nefamily yami nje niyekele ngihlale ngeright. Bamiyeka bathamba. Baye kwesithu, bathi ufuna sikwenzeleni. Uthi ngicela ukuthi ningipheni isaka, isaka eligcwele itina. Yazi ufuna ukwenzani ngale tina? Uthi ngale tina babamnika lesaka eligcwele itina. Bonke labantu abalapha emgodini abazama ukuqayima ukuthi nabafinyelele la ekhona ekukhanyeni, ekuphileni, ekudleni. Uyabashaya ukuthi babuyele phansi. Loyo igama lakhe uUndertaker. Lo oqala loya uthi akangeni yena uSpo yena nefamily yakhe uCaretaker. Lo uUndertaker uyabashaya ukuthi babuyele emgodini. Injongo yakhe nje uphila ukushaya abantu ukuthi bangafiki lapha khona. Bese ke kuba khona omunye bathu Apatheka. UApatheka mabamkhipha uthi yena ufuna bambuze ukuthi sikwenzeleni. Uthi ngifuna irobe. Irobe bese seyintsha. Le robe lena uTomlanga yabantu ababone lapho bekakhona esizini ukuthi nabo labantu bafinyelele lapho bekhona. Namhlanje singabantwana baNkulunkulu amadouble leader la baba ahlupha sihlula abantu abangakholwa uJomo Sono wakhona ukusiza abo Benny McCarthy wakhona ukusiza abantu abaningi abangama player namhlanje badla kahle bahlale ezindlini ezinkulu wabasiza uJomo Sono ngenxa ukuthi abonisa isiphiwo namhlanje abazalwane uma abona umunye umzalwane anesiye isiphiwo amhlambe emestradini evangela uyamcriticize anokuthi ngabe umthengela insudo or amthengela ispeaker or amthengela iBhayibheli. IBhayibheli lithi isizukulwane sobumnyama sihlakaniphile ukudlula sokukhanya. Abo double standard leaders baba bayawubulala umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, bayawubulala futhi ngiyathemba abanawo umoya engqweni, ngoba iBhayibheli lithi bamile eminyango abangeni bavalele abantu bami umbuso wezulu. Manje into ezosisiza ensukwini zokugcina thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu lapha encwadini yezenzo chapter 17 uverse 11 lithi iBhayibheli ibandla laseBeria uapostoli Paul wathi mayeqeda ukushumayela kilo lithi abazalwane bebathatha umbhalo bathatha yonke into uapostoli Paul ekayikhuluma bese bohlolisisa imihla ngemihla ukuthi le lento bekhunywa uPaul iyiyo na namhlanje into esilimazile abantu abaninga bathatha konke ukuthi yiko nongesiko bathatha ukuthi yiko hayi siyamdinga umoya ingqwele amen bazalwane
amen amen thank you so much and of course let me just give you a minute each to wrap up Pumla has already wrapped up the apostle and let me come to you Tato this is just amazing the father says in Jeremiah 23 verses 4 he says I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them and they shall fear no more nor be dismayed nor shall they be lacking says the Elohim now yes indeed the father will replace any kind of a double-minded shepherd with the right ones what say you finally
Time is up, Muruti, for leaders that always want to remain lukewarm. They've even made the code where they would say the judgment, the gospel is so judgmental. They don't want to associate with judgment because they are to lure people to the church and they will start preaching the truth when people are in the church, you know. The time is up for such leadership, and indeed, we have seen that indeed God is radical about change, and God is radical about replacing such people. By Lokore, they always promote great leadership, but under it, the people are shambling. There's no form of leadership whatsoever. And I was reading now in James chapter 1, verse 6-8, let no one think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Mm. You know, it's clear, it does not even need interpretation. A double-minded man will not receive anything from the Lord. Mm. And I do not even anticipate any sort of blessing. From immediately, people are to ask to ask you to know that the Spirit.
Are you still there? Tato, are you still there? Okay, seem to be losing Tato there. And let me do this, a bit of Mashadi also at the end there. Then Besengzo Katerela ngawe gemfundisi. We seem to have lost Undasing. We seem to have lost her there. And let me see which parts can I take. Yeah, because time really has gone out of the window. Let me try this one, Mashadi, with you. Let me try this one.
Going further, Pastor Ray, our hearts are divided based on Hosea chapter 10, verse 2. Our hearts are divided. We don't speak in unison or in unity. We don't stand in unity.
Yes.
We are so divided, and a kingdom divided cannot stand.
Remember
what the Son of Man said. In John 15, verse 20, he says, remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master.
Yeah.
If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also.
Mm.
Now, coming to double standards, Muruti, we can talk about church and churches and religion for as long as we want, but in as much as, I mean, for the mere fact that there is an intersection of gender, race, and class in our practices, in our policies, in our constitutions, in our belief systems, we are going nowhere. We are not in unison.
Mm.
And then what do we do? I'll introduce the concept intertextuality.
Mm-hmm.
Intertextuality.
Yeah.
We use that as permission or a license to discriminate based on text.
Mm.
All of a sudden, no, you don't understand it in Greek, it says no. You don't understand it in Hebrew, it says no. In actual fact, this is how things should be. No, you don't understand. Double standards when it comes to the same principle. Go to a denomination that has a parish in Soweto, Mdanzani, Nkuwankuwa, or wherever, versus those that are based in suburbs and estates recently. They are very different. We're talking about chalk and cheese.
Mm.
Double standards. Not only in terms of building.
Mm. All right. I seem to be losing you somewhat, somehow there, Mashadi. But let me just try maybe towards the end. I don't know what happened there. But what say you finally there at the end?
One another so that we're healed. What do we do?
Yes.
We take the bread that has yeast in it, and we call it the bread. And after praying for it, we call it the bread of life. Mm. But it has yeast.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's leavened.
Before I forget, as much as they've got Easter and whatever days they have,
yes,
guess what the charismatics have? Mm. We've added the worst. We now have the so-and-so's day. We have Valentine's Day, and we celebrate that. We celebrate pastor's birthday. We celebrate the church anniversary day. Where do we get those things from? There's no discipleship. Our rituals are about celebrating pastor's birthday and pastor's wife and pastor being the founder, and the list goes on. Mm. They have their own rituals as well.
Yeah.
They have elders who are supposed to call pastor or the priest to order should he preach something untoward. What do we have? We have the board of directors who couldn't care what pastor says because they don't even know the Bible themselves. They have no clue what's in the text. And those that know, at least, are marginalized most of the time. The priest accounts to the elders as to what he did with the money. Yeah. In our space, no one holds the pastor accountable. Not even the board of directors or the board of trustees can hold the pastor accountable. The pastor is the beginning and the end appointed by himself.
Mm.
Try and question him, he will fire you. Yeah. He will get rid of you.
Yeah.
And he will make sure that you leave the church.
Mm. Thank you, Mashadi. And Fundis Makamu, finally, let me give you a minute. Sir. What say you?
Ngibonene Mfundisi wami. Kongathi singakhuluma njengompostolo Paul.
Yeah.
Uthi umpostolo Paul imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Yes.
So umpostolo Paul abekani director yakhe who is Christ abeka mbukeli. And une following yakhe. Le following yakhe imlandelayo ibuke yena hayi kwane action le ayibukayo kahle kahle ibuke Christ ku Paul.
Yeah.
So umpostor Paul uthi imitate me as I imitate Christ. Kongathi nathi
singenza
kulesi zukulwane sami mhlanje singayenza kanjalo futhi na ilingiseni mina ngomina angizenzele okwami ngenza kwa Christ. Ingabo uChrist abeka rapper, ingabo uChrist abeka tshantshela abantu, ingabo uChrist abeka manipulate abantu yini.
Yeah.
Uma ngabo uChrist abeka yenza kanjalo, nami ngenza kanjalo, nani nilandelayo yenzani kanjalo. But uma ngabo uChrist abeka yenza kahle, nami mangenze kahle, nalaba ngilandelayo ngibazenza kahle.
Wow, thank you so much Mfundisi. Thank you very much. We really appreciate Murutua. Come on. Thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about the conscience. I mean, we can't be talking about the business of the Most High without talking about the real aspect of... Yes, thank you, Muruti. And Apostle Pumla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. Thank you for the WhatsApps, man. I see them coming in. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory. May he continue to teach us even far much more as we learn more and more of him in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Tuda Rabbah.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lechodi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.